The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Vikram Seth, born in Calcutta, 1952. He was the son of a successful shoe salesman and the first woman chief justice on the High Court of Delhi. Grew up in an affluent Indian family, sent to boarding school in India, studied at Oxford, moved to California, did his master's degree in economics at Stanford, where one day after he'd spent the morning entering economic data of Chinese villages into a computer database, he decided he could not stand it anymore, went into a bookstore, looked at some poetry, and read a translation of Pushkin's Eugene Onegin, and was so deeply affected by it, he set out to write something similar, a novel in verse. The Golden Gate, published in 1986, 1,300 pages long, more than 8,000 tetrameter rhymed lines, all set mostly in San Francisco, in which he wrote, "Silicon Valley lures to ambition's ulcer alley, young graduates with siren screams of power and wealth beyond their dreams, ejects the lax and drives the driven, burning their candles at both ends, thus files take precedence over friends." He returned home to India to write his next novel. It was in prose, a huge, ambitious volume. A Suitable Boy came out in 1993. It was 1,349 pages long, one of the longest novels ever written in the English language. And it's the birthday of the playwright Lillian Hellman, born in New Orleans, 1905. Her first big success was the play The Children's Hour, in 1934, about a child at a boarding school who damages the reputation of two school directors by accusing them of being lesbians. Also the author of memoirs, including An Unfinished Woman, Pentimiento, and Scoundrel Time. Lillian Hellman, who said, "People change and forget to tell each other." Here's a poem for today by Theodore Rethke, "I Knew a Woman." I knew a woman lovely in her bones. When small birds sighed, she would sigh back at them. When she moved more ways than one, the shapes a bright container can contain. Of her choice virtues, only gods should speak, or English poets who grew up on Greek, I'd have them sing in chorus, cheek to cheek. How well her wishes went, she stroked my chin. She taught me turn and counter-turn and stand. She taught me touch, that undulant white skin. I nibbled meekly from her proffered hand. She was the sickle, I, poor I, the rake, coming behind her for her pretty sake. But what prodigious mowing we did make. Love likes a gander and adores a goose. Her full lips pursed the errant note to seize. She played it quick, she played it light and loose. My eyes, they dazzled at her flowing knees. Her several parts could keep a pure repose, or one hip quiver with a mobile nose. She moved in circles, and those circles moved. Let seed be grass, and grass turn into hay. I'm martyr to a motion not my own. What's freedom for? To know eternity. I swear she cast a shadow white as stone. But who would count eternity in days? These old bones live to learn her wanton ways. I measure time by how a body sways." A poem by Theodore Rethke, "I Knew a Woman," from the collected poems of Theodore Rethke, published by Anchor Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.